Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. Let me add some remarks in my national capacity. Since 2014, much progress has been made under the framework of the CCW to identify key issues of concern regarding lethal autonomous weapon systems. The agreement reached last year on 11 guiding principles provide a very good basis, and we are firmly convinced that the GGE should have the time and the possibility to build on these results in the path towards the review conference of the Convention. Drawing attention to the invitation from the former chair of the GGE on laws, Ambassador Karklins, for CCWI contracting parties to provide their recommendations in relation to the clarification, consideration, and development of aspects of the normative and the operational framework on laws, Italy has submitted its national comments on the operationalization of the 11 guiding principles. I'm not entering into the details of our national contribution now, but we stand ready to do so in the next days if it will be the case. The number of contributions submitted and their content constitute an impressive result, and we welcome the Chair's document identifying relevant commonalities. Also, we need to take into account that the discussions held so far demonstrate that, together with the commonalities, there is still lack of agreement on some basic elements, including a definition on laws. We remain convinced that it will be useful for this group to further explore and possibly arrive at a shared definition of the type and level of human control that will be necessary to ensure that the development and use of these systems with increasing autonomous functions comply with international humanitarian law. In this sense, the analysis of the national comments on the operationalization of the 11 guiding principles provided so far should guide the work of the group in pursuing further exchanges which could help identifying good practices, challenges, and related possible solutions. One area on which such exchanges will be very beneficial, as underlined by many delegations, relates to the implementation of the obligation to conduct legal reviews ex Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions. Although we are still dealing with the disruptive impact of COVID-19, we believe that the continuation of the work of the GGE in the last months of 2020 will provide the opportunity to further discuss aspects relating to the characteristics and implication of laws, with a view to paving the way towards a constructive, consensual recommendation to the review conference. Thank you, Mr. Chair.